Skype of Cthulhu presents The Call of Cthulhu Scenario, The Machine King, by Jeff Gillian and Dean Englehart.
So, cool. Steve, you want to catch us up since I noticed that you've been on here reading and someone was on here yesterday?
I was looking at the last one there, and I guess last episode... Well, I guess we should go over who we all are, I guess. So this is the half-machine, half-men crew of Mr. Charles William Chesterton, a royal engineer. His manservant sidekick, Adam Thithers. Former Batman. The barrister, Jacob St. John Smythe. And his...
Charge.
The telegraph repairman.
The telegraph repairman, who's his a client in a very serious case.
Lowercase C,
yes, exactly. The group of us wound up somehow or another in a dream world where things are half there's a giant machine who used to be an inventor, we think, in our world, terrorizing an apocalyptic small ragtag group of humans, and we have been dubbed the saviors. In the last episode, after a lot of us had been caught in a machine and lost various limbs or a head in one case, they were replaced with machine parts, the bunch of us... received hammers and pickaxes and were told to go forth and conquer. On our way, we were being led by a man whose name I don't see, but on the way,
a girl.
Yep, Yarn. Sorry. Yarn, yes. And we came across a white hot ingot creature who was looking to smash us. Well, let's see. Archie ran through a giant hammer, I guess, and it got smushed. And then we reached a mechanical castle and made it through the gates, many paths the machine path, and ended up in the same room with the machine king. He was, there's his name, Lester Himdell, the weird inventor that everyone thought was a failure in our world of London.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys happenstance investigated that the exhibit and some weird happenings that were going on in London. Everyone was having strange dreams, and eventually you find yourselves in the machine realm. Now at the throne of the Machine King. So, basically. Like Steve was saying, what you guys found from last time is you've made it past the palace gates, you've made it through the different sections of the machine realm, almost being killed or, you know, definitely pursued by these different overseers and these machine hulks that were all trying to get you to back to work or to capture you or to kill you. Just before you got to the palace, Yearn after she had taken you guys to the council, the kind of resistance underground, she had led you guys through and gotten you to the palace. You made your way through the gates. She gave you the Mr. White. She had given you the little copy of the dream machine from the museum that came with you.
That's not a book. That's an actual machine, right?
Yeah, it's basically a tiny little, maybe 6-inch long by 2-inch wide by 2-inch tall replica of the machine that you see before you that's basically making up the entire palace.
Gotcha.
And so you have that little Dream Machine replica with you. Yearn gave it to you and said that the only way to get rid of the Machine King is to turn off or somehow destroy the Dream Machine. And she said that this should help you. But not much more explanation than that. So you guys made your way to the palace, and once through the gates and at the palace, you went inside and went through, like Steve said, the machine path, which ended up twisting and turning and molding your bodies, but then eventually spitting you out, and you reformed to what you are now. And I guess not your original forms, but you're now mechanized or semi-mechanized or semi-paralyzed. I'm sorry. Enfeebled forms. And yeah, you see sitting on a throne, Lester Helmdale. And he's going to give you a speech. But I also have a picture for you.
I love a good monologue.
I read one out in a game I ran today, and I realized just how long it's been since I've actually read any sort of box text.
Yeah, this is... It's there's a lot of box text in here that's not technically boxed, but...
All right.
My main memory of this one is replete with read aloud.
Machine King, here we go. And this was the picture that you saw in the museum.
Okay. Lester Helmdale, my hero.
A very nice gentleman. I'm sure we can do reason with him.
If you say so, sir.
Looks very kindly, doesn't he?
He does. Good character, you can tell.
Mm-hmm.
By the mutton chops.
Mm. Mutton chops. They symbolize high moral character, in my experience.
Absolutely. You can't grow them otherwise.
Yeah. Archibald, maybe you should try to grow them while we're here, so make your trial go a little bit easier.
That's what I was about to say, though, I guess. Anything would help.
Nothing would hurt, certainly.
Yeah.
Other picture forthcoming. So,
okay.
So you see, basically, he's kind of a gaunt shadow of this man. Doesn't really look anything like him. He's just got a cog-rimmed skull cap helm on. He's got a clockwork set of armor that seems to be whirring and spinning and buzzing all about him, maybe assisting his movement, can't quite tell. But his hair is long and greasy and gray and hangs matted upon his shoulders and the armor in front of him.
It's my moral character.
And in one hand, he has a huge staff, basically, that's a big golden... it's a long golden rod where at the top is a wrench, topped with like a wrench kind of pattern or design. And so as you guys pop in front of him and reform and kind of collect yourselves, he stands up slowly and kind of sways for a second as his armor compensates for the movement and looks at you all and says, "You are the ones. Oh, so hateful destiny to bring the very creatures of my nightmare to my door. You're here to bring about the downfall of my paradise of progress. I dreamed people like you would come from the outside with machinations to overthrow me. Those who in the world would deny me of my rightful justice during my living years. And how I defeated them, I will so defeat you too. I even had a nightmare where workers had gained my dream machine and used it against me. Another time, such as you were running amok in my glorious city, making sneaking plans against my rule. Everyone can give me an idea roll.
Ooh, 90. That's a 90-something.
Yeah.
95.
I have an extreme idea.
I probably do too, but not a good one.
Well, St. John Smythe, you're logical. So, yeah, you think probably, I mean, obviously you had no part of this until you were here. So that's, you're assuming that's how Yearn probably came into the palace and somehow stole a piece of the dream machine, and that's how she got it to the world to get you guys.
And I think that's the machine I happen to have that she gave me?
Correct.
Okay.
He basically keeps ranting at you about how wonderful he is and how he's liberating the machines, and without the machines, the people would be lost. They would have nothing to do and no purpose. And about the suffering that he encountered before in the waking world, the poverty, the condescension.
I would like to go up to him.
Okay.
And in my best Batman character, say, of course, sir. Yes, quite right.
So you try to walk up to say that. And you basically walk into a solid wall, but it was completely imperceptible. You can't see that there's a wall there, but you can feel that there's a wall there.
But we can hear him fine through this, all right?
Yeah.
So I will stop at the wall unperturbed, as if I didn't bump into it, because, you know, that's my job, is to pretend that these things didn't happen. Mm-hmm. And I will continue. Of course, sir. Yes, I quite agree. It must have been quite difficult for you, sir.
Still ranting.
What do you mean, agree, Thithers? He's a subject of the crown, as we all are.
Oh, now he starts going off on the monarchy.
I beg your pardon, sir.
I'll turn to St. John and I will say, excuse me, sir, but I was hoping we could perhaps get some information from him.
Well, get all the information you like, sir, but there's no need to indulge these petty fantasies of his.
As he starts to wrap up his rant,
sir, of course.
He kind of stops and gets quiet for a second and says, "And now, you devils, I will be rid of you." Slams his wrench staff down on the floor, and you find yourselves moving upwards at a very rapid pace.
Interesting. So now that I've run into this wall, I assume it is still invisible?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, it's basically like glass, right?
Glass or is it invisible?
It's invisible. It's like an invisible wall. Like it feels like
stuff. So it's not that I didn't notice it. It's that it can't be seen. That's sort of the...
Correct.
Okay. Yep.
Do we have any ability to change our trajectory as we're heading up into the air?
Yeah.
You can try. Go ahead.
You're going to jump off Thither's shoulders?
what do you want me to roll for that? I don't have flying as a...
You can roll a dex, but I'll tell you this, Sean. Not going to matter. So...
Well, you're just as bad as he is, then. You're giving hope when there is none to have.
So as you fly higher and higher through the top of the palace, which is just a cascade of undulating gears and cogs and wheels and conveyors. Eventually, the roof opens up and you find yourself flying up into the open air, far, far away, farther than you can now see what's below you, and then you all pass out. And I'm going to need everyone to give me luck rolls.
Can I ask you one quick question before we did that? Could I make some kind of a spot hidden or something to see if I saw the place this little machine goes?
It's still in your pocket.
No, no, I meant, is there like a piece missing from the giant machine?
Oh.
Yeah.
Give me a spot hidden.
Okay. Well, almost got the penalty dice. Oh, that actually wouldn't have hurt me. Let me see. Get out of the way. Spot, spot, spot. It is a fail.
All right, it's a fail. Yeah, I mean, you weren't able to see anything when you were standing there. Yeah, yep, so. Sure.
And now we need luck rolls, right?
Yes, luck rolls from everyone.
Okay, penalty luck rolls.
Extreme success.
Yeah. Nice.
I am normally lucky.
Do I use the penalty dice on the luck or only the skills?
I think it's only skill checks.
Okay.
I'm luck, but hard luck.
I am unlucky in life and love.
So everyone passed except for Mr. White.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go with the three who passed first. So, you all open your eyes. They kind of flutter open. And first, where am I? And you look around, and you look the same. You're still in the machine realm, but now you're all standing in front of machines, dressed as workers. And yeah, you seem to be just at a machine. You hear behind you in the background. Go ahead and make spot hiddens, all of you.
0-1.
Normal success. Not as successful as
yeah. You guys, if you succeed, well, Major Chatterton, you see both St. John Smythe and Tithers, but they're working on different machines, and there's about three or four overseers between you and them. Tithers.
The overseers are people or robots again, or we can't tell.
You can't tell because they're wearing masks and like helmets.
Okay.
Potentially, right?
But no sign of Mr. White with my 0-1.
No sign of Mr. White. And Tithers, can you give me a D100?
Yes. 56.
Okay, so yeah, you actually, the person that you spot with your normal is Major Chatterton. You spot him. You kind of like both of you guys look back at the same time and you see each other. But you're on opposite ends of, I don't want to call it courtyards bigger than that. A gridiron? I don't know. Okay. So there's a big empty space in the middle of this area, and there's a bunch of overseers and machine hulks walking back. One machine hulk, one of those white hot ingot things. Mm-hmm. One of those and three overseers that are like kind of watching from the middle and making sure that all the machinery around here is being serviced. And in the background, you both hear, as well as you, St. John Smythe, You all, as you're trying to like come to grips as to what's going on and where you are, you keep hearing, work, work, work. And you hear the cracking of whips, and you see all the people around you that aren't the overseers or this machine hulk. They're all working, right? And you or yourself, all three of you, are in front of some sort of workstation.
Well, as it should be.
So what are you going to do?
Is it possible to tell what work we're supposed to be doing? Is there something obvious in front of me that's like a thing I should be doing?
Tithers, there's a series of levers in front of you, And you see the person to your left and the person to your right. Take a second and you look, okay, this seems to be the rhythm that they're doing it in with these certain levers. So, you can start doing it and eventually figure out what you need to do.
I will do it not in the appropriate rhythm.
Okay, I will be back to you in a second. And so, Sinjin Smythe, you don't see anyone around that you know. Nope. You don't see Tithers, you don't see White, you don't see Chatterton. You're by yourself with a bunch of workers around.
Yep. So am I working or just standing in front of the
At the moment, you're just standing in front of the machine, kind of coming out of this haze that you were in. Okay. So you, in front of you, there's a series of wheels that seem to open and close something inside the machine. And you see people next to you are kind of doing the same thing. So,
yeah, I will step back away from the machine and look around offendedly.
Okay. And Chatterton?
So I picture Chatterton as somebody who made his way up the ranks. So he's going to put his hand around whatever's in front of him and look as if he's working, but really just be sort of looking around.
Okay.
So that's all of us still trying to get killed.
What kind of role could you make to fake working? Maybe
credit rating.
Oh yeah, you know what? I'll take a credit rating.
Oh, well, that's
I mean, it's got to be a hard or better, but
I roll a 0.4 out of 67.
Oh, Jesus Christ, nice. He's too rich. Too rich. Sure. Yeah, you can appear to be working just like most 1%ers.
Right. Yes, I will appear to be working, and if a overseer is near me, I'll nod my head. Oh, you're doing a good job. Try to, worm my way into their affections.
Man, you're really cracking that whip so well, sir.
Yeah, that guy over there is shirking a little bit. Yeah, get on him. Yeah. They're not like us.
Okay. So, Tithers, you do the wrong thing, and there starts to be a grinding that starts up inside the machine, mm-hmm. something's going wrong. And one of the workers next to you is like, what are you doing? Get back to do it the right way.
See, what happens? What happens if we don't?
You don't want them to whip us or take us off somewhere else? This is not a bad machine. You should just do it right. It's like
isn't it
left,
time to...
middle, left, right, middle. Okay?
Of course. Yes, quite. And I will become more subtle in my mistakes.
Okay, so only what? One mistake a minute?
I like the sound of that grinding. That seemed like that would make some serious trouble.
Okay, so you're going to keep fucking it up.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. Sinjin Smythe, so you just kind of step away and from your work position and look offended that someone would even dirty your clothes with this
yes.
type
yes.
of work?
I will look around for the appropriate official, for the appropriate authority.
Okay, Karen. I want to speak to the manager.
Excuse me, you there.
Yeah. Back to work, behind quota.
If there is work to be done, I would happily do it. Yes. However, there has clearly been a mistake. This is not the work to which I am accustomed. I, sir, am a barrister.
Work. And he says, time to rest when the work is done. Power, force, motion, drive, work. And he cracks the whip within an inch of your face.
Really, sir, there are laws about this, or there will be laws about this sort of thing. Someday there will be laws about this sort of thing.
Right now. So get back to work, or I'm going to get busy whipping.
The bar has certain requirements. I insist on seeing the management.
So now he's going to whip you. So I guess dodge if you want.
You can dodge if you want to. Everybody's doing a dodge.
You can leave those whips behind.
No, that's a badly failed.
Oh, yes. Well, he whips you. He whips you good. I think all of us are there. Yeah. So, yeah, he whips you. You take 3 damage.
Okay, not quite needed. Not quite a con roll.
To work. Now.
Let me
see. You see, he like looks back over his shoulder to see where that big machine Hulk is.
So there were like buttons that I'm supposed to press?
I think you had wheels.
Wheels? Okay. Well, I have no mechanical knowledge whatsoever. I am all about the book learning. So I will just start pressing buttons at random. As if, which is entirely true, I have no idea what I'm doing.
Great. The overseer, he goes to the person next to you and is like, remind him how to do his job. And then he whips someone next to him for good measure and then walks away and like kind of glances back at you every 15, 30 seconds to make sure you're working. And, yeah, so, Mr. White.
So, as if that wasn't bad enough.
Exactly. Wake up, yeah.
And, you find yourself, like, it's kind of, you feel heavy, right? You kind of like reach up and touch your face, and it seems like you've got some sort of helmet on, and you look down and you see yourself dressed some type of, you know, worker's clothes with some armor on it, and in your right hand, I mean at your right hip, there's a whip. And I'm gonna need you to make a power roll.
Ow. Back to the penalty dice, right? Oh, it doesn't matter. No. 90. It's going to fail.
Great. Okay. Perfect. So you start to come to the realization of like, where am I? What's going on? I'm kind of dressed in this helmet and some, and then your mind kind of, your consciousness kind of like gets pushed. You feel these tendrils in the back of your brain kind of pulling your consciousness to the back. And it seems that you can kind of feel or see, if you call it seeing, some sort of like perception of what's going on with your body, but you can't seem to control it.
What is my body doing?
At the moment, moving.
Am I whipping Mr. St. John's mic?
You're not whipping yet.
Because that's really what make him happy.
Yeah. Send me over, will you? Actually, I'm doing
it. Hey, you're a tainted.
Yeah, that's right.
So, okay. And that's where we'll leave you for the moment. Mr. White, trapped in the back of your own consciousness. So Tithers, you keep messing up, huh?
Quite so right.
Eventually an overseer will come over and kind of crack the whip near your head and tell you to do it right and do better and stop messing up.
Is there anything near us of a sort of mechanical nature, like a wrench or a sledge or a tool of some sort, a crowbar?
No, not that you could see at hand.
Okay. And this overseer is the thing in the robot, and this thing in the mask that we can't tell what it is.
Correct. Correct. The overseers are the things in the masks. The hulks are the big smashy robot machine things.
How close is the nearest hulk at the moment?
Give me a luck roll.
06 again. That's a crazy success.
Where do you want it to be?
Far away.
Yeah, it's at the other end of the kind of clearing.
All right, I'm going to tackle this guy.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to try.
Okay, I think that
I'm
luck
gonna tackle
roll
him
will...
and strip his mask off.
I think that luck roll will continue through so that the other nobody else was looking at you, except for all the workers in your area.
Right. Right.
So, cool. Give me some sort of roll.
All right. Ooh, well, I was feeling pretty lucky, but I got a 93 on my fighting brawl, so.
Well, let's see what this guy gets. Well, he failed his fight back, so.
Okay.
You guys start scrapping.
Yeah.
So
on his mask and his helmet.
I guess let's go in deck. Yeah, I guess let's go in dex order now. So,
yeah.
Which is perfect because you're up first, Tithers. This guy goes after you.
All right.
And now to Chatterton. Make a spot hidden roll.
50 spot hidden is just short.
Okay. You're still looking good, making it look good.
But do I? So I don't see him causing a ruckus.
Well, you guys were on the opposite side of this central clearing area. So
sure,
it hasn't.
I can see him earlier, though.
Yeah, but you also turned back to make it look like you were working your machine. So okay. It's not loud enough. The spot hidden was. Oh wait, actually, I guess I should have made it the listen. Why don't you give me a listen? Sorry. Or you can apply the same role to listen.
Oh, then I passed my listen.
Okay. So yeah. So you hear some sort of kerfuffle, and you can turn around and you see that it's Tithers starting to kind of. They haven't gone to the ground yet, but they're kind of grabbing each other like, you know, two guys that are about to start fighting.
How many workers versus guards are there?
There's three overseers and one machine hulk, and there's about like 40 workers in the area.
Great. And do I still have, for example, my weapon on me, or did I lose that somewhere along the way?
No weapon at the moment. All right. Yeah, well, never mind. Doesn't need to be said because he doesn't have consciousness at the moment. So that's what you see. Are you going to do anything?
I'm going to start cheering him on and try to get the other workers in a frenzy about cheering him on as well. Maybe see if we can get a little, you know, this is distasteful for him to say, but, you know, workers' revolution happening here.
Give me a persuade roll.
I should put some points there. not even close.
Okay. The people around you look pretty nervous when you start dissenting.
Fair enough. I'm a little nervous myself.
Yeah. Now it is. St. John Smythe.
Okay.
Give me a listen roll, please.
A listen roll, you say. I hear nothing. I hear nothing.
Okay. Cool. So then you're just doing what you're doing.
Pressing buttons at random. Or, sorry, turning wheels at random.
Well, there's a person standing next to you that's
half-heartedly.
Like, no, you're doing it the wrong way. I'm going
to show you
again. I
shouldn't be doing this at all, sir.
Well, do you want to die?
Well, no, of course not.
Because honestly, if you want to die or you want to be in unbearable, agonizing pain for the remainder of your life, however long that is, then I would suggest you follow my instructions and I'll show you how to work this fucking machine.
Really, someone needs to speak to the management about the
Machine King?
Proper application of skills.
The Machine King is the management, and you're not going to get to talk to him. So I suggest you put your nose down and work, and we can figure out if you need if you need some help later, after the shift's done.
Remedial.
You can come with me. Come with me and I'll bring you to my house and you can have dinner with us and I'll fill you in on what's going on about this place. You obviously don't know. Obviously, you're new here, so.
Oh, very well.
It's like, my name's Kay. Kane.
Kane, you say. Jacob.
Nice to meet you. So, Jake.
Jacob, sir, please.
Okay, no problem, Jacob. So this is what you do, and he starts to show you. That'll be St. John's Mice turn. Back up to Tithers.
Yeah.
And this guy, or actually, it's this guy now. So he's gonna try and grapple you, kind of like
fight back,
brawl. Fighting maneuver, and he succeeds regularly.
I do also, so it's on him. He wins.
And so he starts to push you back towards the machine, and he calls out and is like, "Hey, help! Come over here!" And then. That'll be his turn. Now it's your turn, Chatter. Tithers.
So I feel like he sort of got me on the arms there. And I'm torn between a knee to the nuts and a head. I think it's the knee to the nuts this time.
Well, that's all flavor. Same roll.
So that's a normal success.
All right. He is... I'm going to try and fight back and keep holding you.
Okay.
That's a regular success. So goes to you.
Goes to me. And let's see. Fighting brawl, is it just 1d3 for the base? I think.
Yes. 1d3. Yeah. Plus damage bonus.
Yep. All right. So that is 3 plus 4 is 7.
Oof. Ouch.
Yeah.
Okay. And so which was it? Was it the headbutt or was it the knee ball?
I think it was the knee to the nuts.
Okay.
I might need my head later.
And okay. So he makes his con check.
Okay.
Stays up.
Now, I'm pleased that I didn't run into a steel plate, so that's good news.
Yeah. So now it is Major Chatterton.
I'm going to keep doing the same sort of rabble-rousing, but I guess I'm going to sort of make my way over there to see if I can help out my Batman.
Okay. Are you just rushing over there?
I'm going to rush over there and try to punch the guy. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Give me a fighting brawl with a bonus die.
That is a hard success.
Well done. Well done, sir. Quite right.
Damage, please.
Yep. Just got to find. Ooh, just one.
Okay.
Every little bit, sir.
But I'm continuing to yell while doing this, trying to draw attention. Let the people know that you can stand up to bullies.
All right, so Sinjin Smythe, go ahead and give me a listen roll with a bonus die, please.
What am I rolling?
Listen with a bonus.
Listen. I've already failed, clearly. That's a botch or a failure.
Okay.
So many choices.
You're listening as intently as your modesty will let you to the person instructing you on how to make this machine work.
Yep.
Now this guy is going to try and he's going to try and yell out again. Actually, he's going to try and back up, and he's going to try and whip you.
Oh, I'm going to keep with him and fight back.
Okay. You made a hard success.
I made a 14 out of 75, which is extreme.
Ooh, nice. All right, you keep with him, and?
And I do 1 plus 4, 5 damage.
All right. Give me a luck roll, please.
All right. 0-4, wow.
You're on fire.
Damn. I'm going to quit now.
You rush up to this guy, and as you see that, you see the other Machine Hulk and the two other Overseers are coming. Mm-hmm. You see behind the man that you're, or the Overseer that you are attacking, you see Chatterton, like, right there, ready to help. Ready to help some more. And what happens is you rush up and you push. Basically, you just give this guy a big hearty push, and he falls over backwards, this Overseer, and he smashes his head on a rock, and the helmet smashes open.
Nice.
And you see white.
Whoops.
Oh. Well, right
then.
And
he seems groggy / unconscious at the moment.
Aren't you white?
Wait, sir, snap out of it.
No, Mr. White from the Clue game.
I thought you meant just like a white face with no features.
No, you. They see you. And you're pretty much unconscious at the moment, Steve, because you just got beat the hell up.
Oh, sorry about that.
So, what do you guys do?
I pick up the whip if I can.
And then
I guess I will let him have the whip. Yep.
Oh, I mean, if you were reaching for it, I was going to defer to you. I mean,
well, I will hand it to you as I see that you're reaching for it.
Oh, yes. I don't have to lean over. That's perfect.
Exactly.
You see, the Machine Hulk and the two Overseers are about like one, maybe two rounds away from you, but they're coming fast.
Who is faster, the Hulk or the Overseers?
The Overseers.
I will yell out.
They move about the same speed because the one moves slower, but it's got longer pace or longer steps because it's huge.
Does it look like there's a place we can run to?
Oh, there's a lot of places you guys could run to. You're not like kind of contained inside a building. This is outside. These machines are connected to some sort of pipeline. You can see off in the distance on either side, like to the east and to the west, you can see kind of the different zones that you've been through. So right now, you guys are in the...
We sort of know where we are, is what you're saying.
You kind of know where you're at. You guys are in the factories. And so to the east, you see kind of like the hovel housing that you went through before with Yearn. And then to the west, you see the foundry kind of, you know, spewing geysers of molten metal and white hot ingots, you know, flying around.
I didn't like that place so much.
Yeah, that place not so fun. And then you see the hovel, kind of like a, it looks like a really run down, terrible, low quality housing area. So you would assume that's probably where the workers stay. So that's really the two places that you see at the moment. If you went north, that would be straight towards the center, which would be back towards the palace.
I will pick up White, and I will look at the major, and I will say, "Sir, I reckon we should probably head off. Which way, sir?"
Right, sir.
Quite right you
yes,
are.
And I will, and start, I will start following you, yes.
Right you are.
Well,
I will start heading towards the dormitories, because that seems like an easier place to lose people than...
And if you start to slow down with him, I'm going to just tell you to... If he slows you down, drop him.
Of course, sir. Yes, just like in the military. Uh-huh. Yes, sir. Quite right.
And as we're running, I'm going to just sort of carry the whip and sort of try to get a feel for it. I don't think I'm going to get good at it, but I'm going to pretend I am.
Okay. Put out your own eye.
Well, no. I actually owned a whip as a young child, and I didn't put out my eye, but I, you know. Yes. And again, I will yell, people, we must stand up to them all. We must stand up to them as I'm running away, making a big show of making sure everybody knows that we, well, ran away. But still, we took one down while we did it.
And now we're carrying him away.
Now we're carrying him away because we're not very bright.
All right. Cool. So, yeah, why don't you give me a party luck roll and...
Does it include the guy we're carrying? I hope not.
I hope not.
Yes.
Where am I?
Drop him!
He's unlucky.
Actually, I am lucky. Just enough. 36 out of 39.
Excellent.
Cool. Yeah, you guys actually get away.
Well, right? Three of us anyway.
The other guy's got a dinner invitation. He's fine.
Exactly.
For the moment. Right. So you make your way to the workers' hovels. And what are you going to do?
First aid. To start with.
That's acceptable.
That is a success. So I guess he's conscious maybe with a point or something.
Yeah, just give me a D4. Just give me a D4.
All right.
Yeah. Three. Build up a D4 to he'll be fine.
Yeah, three for you there, buddy.
Yeah. So, you wake up. You're conscious.
Is that on top of my other three, or am I back to three?
Now, I don't think I confirmed this. Major Chatterton, you did grab St. John Smythe, didn't you? Since you knew that he was there.
I was wondering that myself. No, I did not. I was... Getting out of there, I was surprised we even carried Mr. White for the
St. John Smythe.
That's what I thought.
St. John Smythe, give me a retroactive listen check with a bonus dice.
Bonus die not needed. That's a extreme success.
Okay. Yes. As they took down and. I revealed that it was Mr. White under the overseer's mask there. And Chatterton was like, drop him if he slows you down. that made you look over and you saw Chatterton and you rejoin with them and you guys escape.
So, Major? Oh, yes. You're with us now. Great. Good, 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 good. Glad you're able to keep
Sean, that was intentional.
What was?
Mm-hmm.
I do apologize, Major. Should I not come with you, sir? No, 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 no. It's fine. No.
That is not an option. So, you're all there in the workers' hovels. What do you want to do? You guys are now known by the Machine King, known by the overseers, and now that you've escaped from a workstation, you think they'll probably be looking for you.
Quite. Are there workers milling around here? Are we on like breaks and such?
There's people here that aren't on shift, right?
Right, that's what I meant.
They can't work people 24 hours a day. They only work them 18 hours a day, or 14 hours. I'm sorry, 14 hours a day.
Right.
So, yeah, you guys are there. And
we had some friends in the hovel area, or am I making? Where was the union meeting?
That was out, kind of in the mines.
And do we think there's a place like a meeting place where we could find other people who are sort of find that woman or find people sort of sympathetic to this getting us killed?
You could ask around, or okay, you could try and go back to that area. I mean, you're pretty positive that all of those people would be living in this section. So they're where they live is around here somewhere. You're just not sure where.
And did we see any of them when we were on the factory floor?
No.
Okay. So they're probably on break. Let's try to find them.
There's like hundreds of those types of work areas in just the factory section.
Okay.
So like there's thousands of people in this, thousands and thousands of people in this, I would say a couple thousand. There's a couple thousand people spread throughout this whole realm.
When we mention Yearn's name as we're trying to figure out what to do, it comes to me to check and see if I still have that machine she gave me. Like the key to the entire scenario.
You do. Okay. You do.
So, yeah, I think after I get the Major set up with some tea somehow, in a miracle way, I will start asking around for our friends, see if I can find anybody.
Cup of boiling oil. And can I ask one more question? I'm in the armor, but do I have the helmet with me, or do they leave that behind me?
It's smashed open, and that honestly is the only reason why you're you now.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
That's funny, because I was thinking if I found one, I was going to put it on as a disguise. So that's pretty good.
Yeah.
So?
If that device is what brought us here, Mr. White, certainly we should smash it so we can go get home.
You think that would work?
No. We need the device to get home. What's wrong with you, man? Think clearly. I must admit, Major, all this talk of union makes me nervous. Whoa, I didn't say that. I said, stand up to bullies. We British have been doing that for years and years. Yes, but Mr. Thithers was talking about making nice with the unionists. Clearly, we just need to approach the management and explain the situation to them, and everything will be well.
I don't know if I saw Mr. Thithers take out one of those things by himself, but perhaps you should be a little quieter in your objections to his language.
Mr. St. John Spike, we have met the management, and he has no sideburns.
That's true.
True, there were no sideburns on that man.
Greasy locks of hair. Obviously, he's fallen into, lost his moral compass.
Yes.
Yes. Well, but still, is that reason for us to lose ours?
Potentially. Tithers, I agree with your plan. Let's try to find some people who can help us out here.
As you wish, Major. I
haven't
been in war before. It does change things. Sometimes the rules are a little more flexible in these situations. And I think, and I look at your metal head, I think we are in war.
So eventually you guys get back in contact with Yearn. And she's okay. Oh, what's going on? I thought you went after the Machine King.
Yeah, perhaps you didn't understand quite so well his powers.
Hmm. Well, what happened?
I will describe the teleportation and the levitation and the invisible wall and so forth.
Well, that was the one time I could get you guys in. I mean, now he's going to be expecting you.
Yes, well, apparently he was expecting us anyway.
How are you gonna defeat him now?
Oh, well, it's
thing that he's destroying.
Yes.
And Yearn offers you some food, and you guys talk, and you talk through the night, and you talk, and you plan, and she asks questions. So, what's the ultimate goal for you guys? Are you going to try and stay and fight? No. Or are you going to try and just leave and go back to the waking world?
I feel like we would stay and try to cure this, because I'm a little concerned that we'll go back to the waking world. If we don't defeat the guy, and my torso will continue to be metal. And John Smith died, will not be able to get a job because he has a metal head. The only one normal will be white, but he'll be taken to trial and executed, so that's not going to help him any. Although maybe insanity is the right plea for him. Yeah, I feel like we would stay to try it, but you know, I'm just one voice.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with him if that's what he thinks we should be doing.
Right, so one and a half voices.
He's a solid. He can vote.
So
he owns some property, right? Yes. Oh, I must have given you something somewhere.
Over the course of a couple days, Yearn talks to you. You guys try and do some plotting. She says that it's going to take some time to do something. She says, but that's up to you, how you want to bring him down. I mean, I can help you as much as I can, but I have my job that I have to tend to, or they'll come after me. So, I mean, you guys can lay low here, and, you know, I'll be back later tonight. She goes to work.
Great.
Leaves you guys to figure out what your plan is.
That was a mistake on her part.
So how many... when talking to her, did she give us a sense of how many of the workers versus the guards there were?
Yeah, if you ask her that, there are... Yeah, like I said, I mean, there's thousands of workers here.
Okay. I mean, my...
Well, in that case, screw you.
You start the record.
So forget that plan, and let's come up with another.
Okay, we're good now.
Okay.
And that's how we solved all the problems, and the keeper nodded his head in agreement. Be some kind of low life guy to go against that plan.
Go ahead. I think we're worried about it may be a matter of one thing we could sort of put forth, I guess, is destroying helmets and seeing if that sort of slowly reduces the number of
available overseers or something.
Yeah.
Well, there's got to be a way we can... Sorry.
No. Go ahead. Keep talking.
I was going to say, there's got
to formulate.
Yeah. There's got to be a way we can put this armor to use, right? I mean, obviously, we're not going to get one of those helmets, but maybe we can make some kind of mask-looking thing and lure people away or something. I don't know.
Well, that's interesting. Does your helmet have stuff inside? Are you still wearing your helmet or to get knocked off?
Did you got smashed, you said.
Shattered. Yeah.
But I mean, you know, I mean, and I gesture towards Sinjin's mice head. You know, we have something has the means to make faces. I don't know where we'd get the raw materials or the tools, but these people are resourceful.
Well, I don't know if you guys remember, but we did go over, I guess, when you've had thoughts about messing with the machinery before, you've noticed that your brain tickles a certain way when you try and, I guess, modify machines or machinery around you.
In a bad way?
No, in a good way. Maybe you can control it kind of way.
Oh.
I don't remember that at all.
No.
I like it.
So, if as you're talking about that, Sinjin Smythe, if you could, like, as they're talking about, you think, like, I'm changing my face, and you think about some important British person of the time to change your face to look like.
I'm right here.
Wow. Wow.
Yes.
Can you make a machine dreaming roll, please?
Probably not. But I can attempt the same. Let's see. What's my skill? My skill is 16.
Equal to your POW.
I roll. Oh, it's equal to my POW now? That's gone up.
Wow, yeah.
Well,
because I have. Yeah, well, my character sheet says I have 16 in Machine Dream. Mine says I have 11.
Let me calculate this. So this is 6th edition. If it was equal to your POW, so then So
our POW divided by 5.
So POW by 5. Yeah, POW by 5. So you're right. Okay. It is.
And at 16. Some point, I must have gotten another point or something. Anyway, so that's a failure.
Okay. You can spend all your luck.
I don't need to spend all my luck. I could spend like half of. I only need 16 points to make it. This sounds interesting, so I'll spend 16 points of luck to make that sense.
Okay. Cool. Then mark off 6 magic points.
Ooh, magic points. Okay.
And your face transforms into, I guess, Chatterton, since he's the most important person you can think of around you. I heard that, Steve.
In the flesh or armor?
Mechanically.
Like a mechanical version. Ah, perfect. If we don't make it, we can keep your head as a little memento around the house.
We'll make a beautiful statue. I was going to ask, while you mentioned the machine dreaming, I found it on my sheet. I also see that I have something with more points called Machine Realm Lore. What is that?
I've got 35 of that.
Yeah.
That's knowing about stuff inside the Machine King realm. So if you have any obscure questions of some things or how things certain things work in the machine realm, that would be the way you would determine if you know it or not, or if you've learned it or not.
Like if
Smith, I'm wondering.
Helmet. Sorry. No, it's okay.
If you wanted to know how the helmet works, or like the importance of the Overseer helmets, then yeah, you guys could all give me Machine Realm lore rolls.
I was thinking less that and more, although, you know, I don't mind rolling that. That's a good thing too. And more, do we have the means to fabricate? Is that possible?
That will all be rolled into that same Machine Realm lore about what you know about the Overseers.
All right. So. And I am done with my penalty dice, or keeping the penalty dice?
Your penalty dice only applies to physical stuff.
Okay.
I think that's because of your lost limb.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. A little gimpy. Okay.
Well, cool. Yeah, well, if we're discussing that, I'll happily roll on Machine Realm
4. Let's all do it. And 89, I hope you roll, because I didn't
do
well.
I can spend 2 luck and get a success. Sure.
Yes, that would be less than I would have to spend.
Well, of course, sir. It wouldn't be right for you to spend it. No.
Okay. Well, make sure if you guys made that, check that skill, and then kind of maybe in the next like 10-15 minutes, go ahead and check to make sure if you remember any skills that you've succeeded to check them.
Yeah,
if you haven't.
I've got a bunch of check skills.
Yeah. You've got some that you've definitely succeeded at that you need to check. So
I will ask, does it seem like he could... Oh, sorry, he passed. Never mind, I'm going to get in your way. Sorry. Yeah. Oop.
No worries. So yeah, the overseers and their helms, okay? They seem to be workers. But when these helms are on them, they seem to be singularly devoted to working and making the workers work in the Machine King's realm. So, and as you piece together, like, okay, well, this guy was fighting you and whipping you and telling you to get back to work and do things right. And as soon as you smashed the helmet off of his head, he regained who he was. So do with that information what you will.
Well, I already knew all of that without rolling.
So you can try and make a helmet, then...
So one of the questions was if we could try to make one, and I guess another one that occurs to me is whether we could try to flip it. If we have some... So he had control over his mechanical face, but we don't have control, or do we think we have control over other... Like, do you think I could control a helmet? Do I think I could control a helmet so that it does something different?
Maybe you can control a helmet that controls other helmets, or make a control helmet that controls other helmets.
No.
I might be able to control a helmet.
May be able to rebuild a helmet in a way that you want it to be done with that machine dreaming skill and some force of will. Yes. And I was going to say, and making one of these helms would be difficult. You're not quite sure of, like, how they're constructed or imbued with the force inside of them or the power or whatnot. But
do I think they might be a limited supply item? Like, it might take them a while to recreate them as they get smashed?
I can't confirm or deny that, but one could assume.
But I couldn't make one quickly, but I don't know if they... or not.
But you could modify one.
Right.
Would it be easier to make a helmet that looks like those helmets but doesn't actually have the...
That you could do.
Okay.
You could make something purely
cosmetic.
Cosmetic, yes. And it wouldn't be exactly the same, but you think you could maybe, I mean, if you did well enough, you could probably make one that... At least one. You could make one that would look similar enough.
Well, we've got one set of armor. We can, you know, probably go anywhere we want if we have an overseer guy acting like he's leading us.
It is Chewy and, some handcuffs. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
Do I think then that my mechanized torso is something that I could rejigger in some way?
Yes.
Interesting. And we have a couple days?
So, basically, I'm looking for a longer-term plan from you. And it sounds like Chatterton and Tithers are of a more covert action-type plan.
Sorry, just one last question. Do I, and I will ask White this if I need to, how is the helmet attached to his head?
It's basically like it hinges at the front and closes on the back.
So if somebody was distracting one of these overseers and I went to behind them, could I grab the back of it and flip it over and it would come off easily?
There's like a locking mechanism on the back. So it wouldn't be as easy as like running up to someone and like just flipping it off, like flipping it open on their head. Like you would have to make some sort of mechanical repair roll or locksmith roll to get it unlocked. But then it would be easy enough to get it off their head. Yes.
But if we or could lure somebody.
Like, mechanically, right. You would need to make a mechanical repair, like a hard mechanical repair roll or a locksmith roll. And then you would need to make a like strength roll or a brawl roll to get it off of their head.
Well, we've got about four people and we've got a bunch of workers that might know how to do some of this stuff. So
we
say
have, two members of the Corps of Engineers, I believe.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But I was saying if we could lure one away, we could, you know, overcome them and then take not as much time as you want, but take a little bit more time. It might be a little bit easier popping it off his head. You know, we don't have to do it out in the open is all I'm saying.
So what I'm going to – I know you guys are still talking through it, which is great. That's exactly what I want and what the scenario wants. So, sorry, you failed at not following what the scenario needs. You guys are meeting the challenge. So, why don't you give me like a couple, if you could work up like 1 to 3 bullet points of what you want to try and accomplish as an overall goal to get back into the Machine King's presence slash, you know, take him out or destabilize the realm, or like there's a bunch of different options of what you could do, but why don't you guys give me your like main three kind of how you want to go about doing what you want to do.
So I continue to believe they are British citizens I believe that if we show them it's possible to strike back against these guys by taking a bunch out and making a public display that perhaps they will find it with them the heart to rise up against.
Okay, so not covert action. You are trying to
covert action is not
like a worker revolution, basically.
Yes, inspired by our covert actions would be my suggestion, but I'm, you know.
Right. Right.
It's just sort of a campaign of mysterious people causing trouble, and then on the worker side, spreading the word that, hey, that's us, and you can join us, and we can take them down.
What's her name?
We'll pass out pamphlets, that kind of thing.
Yes. Yeah. Wait, what? No.
St. John Smythe, you're awfully quiet. What do you think?
As the Major says, he is the expert in such things. Have you not played any of these games and seen what happens when you people follow my commands on these things? Why are you not paying attention at all to your own podcast?
If we've learned anything in any of the Octon Cthulhu's where Sean has a commanding position.
You don't have to do that. You can go to Soviet Union. You can go any country, any time period. Oh, it's just a bad idea.
Great,
I don't know what people
keep
doing. You
play a great
this.
Communist, though.
Yes, until I shot our own people, because that seemed like a good idea. Anyway.
So,
perhaps if we could convince all of the workers to throw their shoes into the machine at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so
it worked before.
How about we say this? Let's give you a week. What specific goal of disruption are you going to try to achieve in that week?
So it sounds to me like what we're thinking about is a mass uprising to try to get to the palace, and maybe it's even using the mass uprising as distraction while we break into the palace and go for the to go destroy the thing, the dream machine.
Yeah, so that can be item three. Number one is convince the workers to rise up. Number two, begin a campaign of covert action showing them what's possible. And number three, figure out a way to do this either with or without their help while they're doing something else or as a group. Like find a way into the castle or palace or whatever. Sweet. Does that sound right?
Sounds great.
So, let's play it like this. If you split up two and two, you guys can perform a covert action, most likely without getting caught. You guys want to be crazy and like try and incite this workers' revolution faster, you can split up and do, you know, two people on one thing and someone on something else and someone on a third thing. But the people that go solo are going to have a higher chance of being caught. So I'll let you figure out what you want to do. But for first week, what actions do you want to take to inspire slash incite the workers slash break down the Machine King's realm?
Well, clearly I will use my powers of persuasion to remind the workers that they owe their loyalty to to the crown and to the queen, and that it is their duty as citizens of the crown to rise up against.
So who's going to help St. John Smythe with that, if anyone?
Apparently no one.
Crickets. So,
well my plan is...
Go ahead.
I am more persuasive on my plan
is to one by one start taking out these overseers.
I was actually hoping to do that too, to help with that. With again,
cool.
The armor's got to be done. Got to be
nice.
Good for something.
I will go with the barrister and provide him with the noble bearing that will back up his words, make people know, like, oh yes, well, it's endorsed.
Yes,
remind them of what nobility can look
yes.
like, and hope and they don't turn against us.
You could remind them too. I mean, it's written all over your face how nobility is.
Hey, we're twins. It's going to be even better.
Yeah.
Okay, right. So why don't each of you, Tithers and White, why don't you give me each a D6, please?
A D6. 4.
I'm pretending this is an old school D&D game. I rolled a 1, which is awesome.
Yeah. And can I get a D4 from St. John Smythe, please?
A D4, you say? 3.
Okay. And I guess actually second half of the week, what are you going to do next? So St. John Smythe, you and Chatterton, you guys go preach the word of the monarchy.
Well, and just remind them that they're British and that's enough.
Yeah. You don't get a lot of positive response from people, but some positive response. And Tithers and White, you guys are able to take out 2 overseers. Now, when you take those overseers out, anything special you want to do?
Well, I would like to get word back from the our buddy workers, whether they discover that there are fewer overseers now or if they're just instantly replaced. Because the goal is to get the helmets from them so that they're the people we'd like to save, but the helmets we want to destroy.
If you want to do anything special in this circumstance, then I would potentially need an extra roll. But if you want to just take these guys out and see, like, plant that seed, okay, hey, we took out these guys here. are they replaced? See if the workers notice if someone's, you know, replaced them or whatnot.
So then the question is whether whether we want to give these guys rebuilt fake helmets and send them back to work, or whether we just want to see if they're replaced by the king, right?
Well, you're not going to be able to remake their helmets and put them right back to work. That's
okay.
Like, it's going to take you time to
fabricate,
fix the helmet, or make a fake helmet. But for these guys, you can either try and get their helmet off, which is going to require a roll, or you can just take them out, which is encompassed in your actions.
Oh, I want to take them out and then take the helmet off. I'm not interested in trying to do this, like, yeah.
So we want to kill them and then take their helmet?
Okay.
No, they don't have to be dead. Take them out and not kill them.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, yeah, I've got enormous mechanical repair. We'll see if I can succeed on a roll, though.
Mechanical, hard mechanical repair or a locksmith.
I let my mouth get talking. I rolled 79.
Locksmith, I got nothing. Mechanical repair is not too bad.
Yeah, you should be good for that also.
And I have an ought one.
There you go.
You flip it open. You take the helmet off of one of these overseers.
I don't know how this works. I used to wear these.
One of the two.
Why do we need a mechanical repair? Is it because we're not trying to do it quickly. You're just saying to do it at all, we need the mechanical repair.
Yeah, there's some sort of locking mechanism on the back of the helmet.
Okay, because I thought it would be exactly the same role if we were trying to do it in like 10 seconds in combat.
It's going to be a lot harder to do it in combat.
I thought that was the hard success. Okay, anyway, that's all good.
So no, it's just a hard success because it's more of a locksmithing role than a mechanical repair role.
Okay.
So a hard mechanical repair or a regular locksmith.
Okay. So the one we didn't liberate, we do have
he's
to
still
kill
there.
Him, right?
He's still there, passed out. You guys have captured them. It's just what you want to do with them now.
Okay. Can't get this one off.
Well, maybe we
we tie him up. Oh. No, we can't gag him. No place to gag him. Plus, what if this helmet works like a telegraph and sends messages to other helmets? They could find out where we are. That'd be a bad idea.
It would be. I mean, we could certainly. I don't want to let him go.
No.
As an overseer, maybe there's a way to knock him out, just keep him out.
Perhaps we could make some kind of machine that does that.
So,
put him in a coma somehow, right?
Could we?
You guys can
give idea rolls. Okay. I think I passed.
Apparently, my idea is to knock him on the head. I get a 99.
I make a normal success.
Yeah. So, I mean, if your guys' intention is to free these people that are the overseers, then you think that you could probably take him back with you if he wakes up, knock him out again, like whatever, keep him subdued until you have enough time to like get the helmet off. That's fine.
Oh, that's exactly what I was talking about. Yeah.
Yeah,
that was my plan.
You guys are good.
Okay, cool.
So now you've got two people that you've freed that were overseers, and you have two overseer helmets.
Excellent. So it seems like for the second half, you can work on your either reprogramming the helmets or copying them or whatever you want to do of that sort.
Okay.
And maybe what I will do is I think it would be awesome to come up with some Ewok scheme to take down one of the anvil, I mean the white hot things.
The ingot things, yeah, okay. Yeah. So that's it's part of part three.
And Mr. White, you can give me an idea roll.
Idea. Okay.
So I'm sorry, you guys are all met back up now. So you're all together.
Can everybody roll idea then? if we were knocking.
Get to roll idea. I'm just saying for the sake of coming together, St. John right. Smythe and Chatterton have had their brisk walk and brisk Whiten. Talk yep. to a bunch of people about being British.
Well, they were friendly, but not dismissive. Too friendly.
Nothing more noble. A little condescending about your about our ideas here.
All right, I'm doing well. At the beginning of the game, I couldn't hit anything, but now I have a hard success. I'm making it all.
Yeah. So, I mean, you remember back when you were kind of waking up that you felt like you were you, and then something kind of grabbed a hold of you. Not like it was instant, but just a memory when you're, you know, tinkering with these helmets.
Does that mean I think the people, if properly inspired, the overseers might be able to overthrow the helmets themselves? I could assume that.
Well, you know, we have these helmets, and they're not locked. We could presumably experiment with them. You know, you could put it on, and we could certainly try to see if we can control it. And then if the person starts acting up, we just pull the helmet off.
Yeah, put it on somebody with no armor. Yeah.
Because we could certainly snap. I mean, yeah, we could snap the lock so that we can just try it out on somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll work. I mean, I was thinking about whether or not it would send a signal back to other people, but I think that's the only way chance we got. If there's a way to break that, or maybe I can just look at the helmet and see if, you know, I understand about signals and stuff, and you're an engineer. Maybe we can just figure out what it's doing, and if we can, I don't know, reverse the polarity or interrupt the signal or something like that in a reliable way, we could do it to other helmets.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know. Either tinker with the helmet without putting it on somebody, or else put on somebody and see if they can overcome by force of will. Maybe both, you know, test our work. Mm-hmm. Hey, come here, see if this works.
Hey, put this on for a second. Does this smell like chloroform?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you guys finished basically your first week of planning and execution, and it's moving into the second week now, so what do you guys want to do?
We're of the same.
Your plan is formulating, so, St. John Smythe, more of the same?
Yep.
Okay.
Why are you laughing at me?
It's just so proper. It's just too proper. And sometimes not proper enough. But Chatterton, are you accompanying St. John?
Oh, yes.
Barrister? Perfect.
Yes.
And same for Tithers and White?
No.
What are you guys doing?
Right. We decided to try different moves. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Tithers.
Yeah, no, you're good. I was going to see if I can take down one of these. So study for a couple days and then find the pathways and so forth, and then see if I can take down one of these white-hot ingot things.
A machine hole?
What kind of Ewok plan I need to come up with for that.
It's gonna be very difficult. I mean, it's not like you guys have a lot of workers on your side yet, and
we will soon.
There, yes, we will. And there's really not a lot of materials around. Like, you know, there's not a Home Depot where you can go buy a 500-foot coil of, super high tensile steel cable to, you know, hoth this thing down.
What about if you got two large metal things and
on, well, no, that's fine. That's how I spend my my week then, and that's what I figure out. So that's fine.
So you're trying to figure out how to take one of these things down.
Right, and I may determine that it's not possible. That's fine.
Okay, cool. Yeah. What about you, White? Keep in mind, if you're not doing things together, there's a higher chance that you'll get caught.
Sure. I think somebody should tinker with the helmet, though. And so that's what I'm going to try to do with the things we mentioned before.
If you do something in the hovels, like if you stay back in the hovels, not a higher chance of getting caught. You're laying low.
Yeah, so that's what I'll do. I'll, like, get a back room or a small hovel of my own or, you know, whatever. It's the kitchen of somebody else's. I'll just hunker down and get as many tools as I can and take one of these things apart or figure out how I can make them work or get one of the kids, hey, come on over here, try this on. Yeah. It's like that.
Okay, so you're messing with it, tinkering with it, putting it on other people to see if they'll try it on.
Well, not to see if they'll try it on, to see if I can either disrupt it or figure out a way to, you know, maybe disrupt a whole bunch of them. You know, there's this, get a stick right in this ear hole and it'll reset or something. I don't know. You know, whatever whatever I can figure out a way to fix these helmets so they don't work and maybe fix the other ones easily. Or maybe I can make some kind of transmitter with the frequency that knocks them all out in EMP or so. I don't know. Whatever I can come up with about the helmets, I'm going to try to.
Well, I mean, it's tough to understand the inner workings of it, right? Mm-hmm. So you think kind of tinkering with the design of it to do something else is going to be difficult.
Okay.
But you put it on a couple unsuspecting people.
And hey, look over there, Funk.
And like one out of the three people
mm-hmm.
has no reaction. Just like, yeah, it's a helmet. Like, what do you want? The other ones, when it gets put on, they immediately like start coming after you and telling you to work.
Okay. So we want to hold on to those ones out of threes. You know, try them a few different times and make sure it's the same reaction.
And then, is that what you do? Because I'm sure these people are somewhat mentally scarred a little bit when they come off the helmet. And you have to kind of calm them down. So.
Well, he's not going to redo the ones that.
But he'll find new people to drop it on.
He's only going to redo the ones that don't end up getting controlled to make sure it's consistent, I think.
Yeah. So, like, if I put one on a guy and he's like, well, this is a helmet. I'm like, really? Well, hang on. Let me see that again. And I'll kind of act like I'm doing something. Here, try it again. Stick it back on them and see if they continue to have no reaction. Like Edwin said.
Some of the people that initially had no reaction have a reaction the second time. Some of people don't.
It's not something we can count on. That's what we needed to know. Yeah.
Right. I guess I would do more than
it's
two
inconsistent.
As well.
It's inconsistent.
Every they single time.
Every single right. time, there's a chance that they could
mm-hmm.
become controlled or mm-hmm. not become controlled.
Okay. So that's good knowledge by itself. If you think I still have time to do something, I would see if I could.
No, you're done. Nope.
That's good. That's acceptable. Yeah, it is. That's fine.
St. John Smythe and Chatterton, you have a wonderful leisurely stroll. Can you give me a little spiel about, you know, what you're telling people? I mean, you know, give me some propaganda.
Well, clearly, this machine king and his overseers are unfairly taking advantage of the good people of the empire, and we owe it as
subjects of the crown, we owe it to the queen to rise up against the overseers and against the machine king and return this realm to its proper ruler.
Yes, yes, he's here, not here. He's not royal. He's not a king. I've met the man. He's barely above, you know, merchant class. Barely. You're letting him bully you around. You're British. You don't need to be bullied around by him. If you risk more of you than him, rise up for the crown. For your, I think, queen at this time period. Queen.
Yes, great. Major. Yes, Major. Victoria is still our monarch.
I love it. Please both give me a D6.
Two.
A two and a two?
Yep.
Okay.
Delta Green rules, that counts as a critical success, right?
Right. Doesn't it explode here?
It's not double. You both didn't roll double twos.
No, but we're working together.
Wait, so we should be rolling two D6s? Is that what I hear? No?
No. So, Titters.
Yo.
You're observing. I need you to give me a stealth check or a luck. Your choice.
I will do luck. 56 is normal success on luck.
Sure. You observe and don't get noticed during your week of observation to try and figure out how you could potentially take down one of these machine hulks.
Cool.
So I'm going to need you to make, let's call it 5. Intelligence/idea rolls. Okay.
Okay. And tell you how many of them I succeed on. Do you care what order?
I don't care what order, but just tell me how many you succeed.
Okay. So far I'm at a fumble and a critical success. There's another success, and a failure. So I have 3 successes and 2 failures.
Perfect. Threshold completed. You notice that these machine hulks kind of just wander aimlessly.
Okay.
Just dropped a spoon into my printer.
As you do.
Most of the time, I would say like 70% of the time, these machine hulks they seem like they're just kind of on autopilot, just like walking around being intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other percentage of the time, they're actively chasing something. Like someone's been away from their station for too long and they're looking for or chasing some worker. And they kind of just do all this by themselves, but you did notice multiple times over the week when they move from like just kind of sentry mode into action mode, where either they're specifically going to a place or investigating or searching after a dreamer, then it's usually preceded by an overseer telling the thing to do something.
Cool. So I will definitely report that back, because I think if we can get an overseer helmet rejiggered, then we have some chance of telling these things to do something.
Yep. So that's what you find out. You all regroup and you have all that info. And so no plus, yes. Okay. Third week. What's everyone's plan?
So I believe we've been successful. Like, we should keep going that way. Yes.
Yeah, it seems like it's time to start. I will work with White on the helmet reconstruction or rewiring. See if we can figure something out here.
And how successful is our propaganda campaign? Have we only recruited 7 people? Is that what we're rolling for? Or?
It's not an apples to apples. It's more of an apples to oranges comparison. So I can't really give you that right now.
Ballpark. I mean, is it a lot? Is it a few? Is it?
It's semi-successful. It's not as successful as, like, you heard more people talk the first week about how someone took out 2 overseers rather than, hey, these guys came around and talked about revolution.
Well, we'll just have to keep it up there.
And they asked us about this thing called tea. Does anyone know what the fuck tea is?
They're British. They know what tea is.
They've forgotten, Major.
We keep it going. We have to remind them.
And you always remind them.
So do I ever see an overseer sort of wandering around by themselves then?
Not where you guys. You guys are mostly talking to people in the hovels, right? Because if you try and go outside of this area and talk to people, you will most certainly 100% be caught or killed by a machine hulk or a large group of overseers. Because especially at the entrances and exits of the different areas, there's a little higher concentration of, we'll say, guards.
So that's kind of interesting. I thought always bossing around workers. Sometimes they're acting like guards and just standing around looking for people to...
No, I'm guards with an air quote. I mean, it's not like there's guards, but there's a higher concentration of, it's kind of like a choke point, right?
Yeah, so okay,
control who's coming in or who's leaving from the work area.
Gotcha.
So if you go in as a pair and you're going to work and then you go out and you want to do some covert action Tithers trying to hide and watch or make sure that he's doing surveillance on these machine hulks, that's easy to do out there. But if you're going to go out there and start trying to talk about revolution, I mean, it's pretty hard to do that openly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought of something, a question we never had answered. When people were talking about the 2 overseers that got taken out, did they mention that they were replaced? Or how quickly?
They did mention that they were replaced.
Okay.
They don't mention how quickly. But a lot of people are definitely I didn't think that could happen. So... that, and there's definitely the word of mouth campaign from Chatterton and St. John Smythe. It's hasn't got to all the workers, but definitely it's affected a good amount of people. I mean, people are talking now in hushed whispers in dark alleys or behind shuttered windows, but people are talking.
And has anybody approached us ever with any good ideas on what to do?
No.
Okay. Well, we're stuck with mine then. Carry on.
So then I guess third week. Talking campaign. Chatterton and St. John Smythe together.
How much?
Go ahead, Tithers.
Oh, if you're still on the talking campaign, that's cool. I think White and Tithers are going to work on the getting the helmets rewired or getting them so they could command a one of the walking hulks and not just yell at people to work.
All right. So go ahead and give me a that's not gonna work. So you guys are like talking about it, looking at the mechanics. You've like basically kept one of the overseer helmets functioning, and then you're tinkering with the other one, figuring out like how it works and stuff like that. And I want both of you to make a luck roll and tell me who gets the higher roll.
As in the better? Oh, another good one. I got
no, the actual higher roll.
Okay.
The number 68.
Okay. Perfect. So
which is success. Right.
Since you're the telegraph repairman, I mean you're the most electrically proficient out of everybody here. You're basically you try the same experiment you did the other day where, you know, Tithers turns around and he's looking at the other helmet, or he's looking at the helmet. You grab the functioning one and you just kind of go and stick it on his head. Tithers, can you give me a sanity roll, please?
Oh, God.
I did succeed on my luck roll. Not on my sand check, though.
His Tithers turns around and starts to try and yell at you to work and, like, looking around frantically like he's looking for a whip. You're able to take the helmet off of him. I'm not going to be that cruel. I'm not going to let you guys kill each other.
Again.
Yeah.
Again. Yeah. So you're able to take it off. Tithers, you realize, like, what the?
Just experimenting.
Huh. Did you, there a sand loss or was the sand check just?
No sand loss.
Okay.
It was just basically what happened is you put the helmet on, or the helmet got put on you, and you kind of just were like, wait, what's good? And then your consciousness just kind of like, you feel these tendrils, cold kind of invisible tendrils, like reaching around from the back of your head to the front of your brain and just kind of squeezing and like pulling backwards. And you don't remember what you were doing. It was only a minute or two. But
that's just what happened to me.
Yeah. What's your point?
I don't know. We haven't fixed it, I guess.
But, I mean, you guys have done tests, and it's weird because it doesn't affect everybody every time.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Sometimes they make their sand check.
Yeah, exactly.
Or their luck roll.
So, yeah, do you guys, do you want to try and keep tinkering with the technology?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a good, you know, it's a good idea to get one of those hulks on our side. Can you imagine getting one of those things crashing towards the palace?
It'd be awesome.
Okay, go ahead and give me mechanical repair roll with a bonus die. Pick who's going to do it, and one of you is helping and one of you is doing.
I'm at 70.
There's only one helmet.
That is probably going to beat me at 50. Yep, so I'll help.
All right. So that's a 67 or a 07. We'll take the 07. That's a success.
Okay, cool. You think you've got a working model. You'll have to try it out. Chatterton and St. John Smythe. Any updates to the campaign?
I will, as we're walking around now, I will show people the whip. in hopes that that might convince them that we are serious.
Ooh, I like it.
And I will also occasionally practice with the whip in hope of building up some level of skill with the whip.
And occasionally he'll accidentally practice with the whip on the people that he's trying to convince. Yes. Oh, wait, no.
And instead of saying work, it's rebel.
Exactly. When you say accidentally, you don't mean that. And I will point out the other good stalwart British citizens who are rising up and the things that they have been doing.
Let me get a D6 from both of you, please.
That's a 3. And a 3. Nice.
Cool.
They are in sync. Because they're twins.
Exactly. Yeah, right?
The posh pair. So, all right, let's move into next week. What's the plan? You guys noticed that, you know, people are getting riled.
Okay? Right.
Hackles are raised.
I think this is the week that we have to practice. Well, maybe we don't want to practice. Maybe we just want to do. We want to take. No, I think we can practice taking over one of these machines, but we don't have it do anything crazy.
Yeah. It's kind of dangerous to have one person do that. I was going to say it might be a good idea to see if we can find a way into the palace, because that's got to be our final destination, right?
Why aren't we just going through the wall of it with the machine?
That's true. It might work. Okay, yeah, so let's go ahead, sorry.
No.
He doesn't like our ideas.
Doesn't like our... Surely it'll work against the invisible wall at the end.
Certainly? Are you certain of that?
Well, is there a way to figure out, maybe with this machine lore, whether or not there's a way through that wall? Because we made it to the wall before, but that was the only thing keeping us probably from doing anything, so...
Yeah, I mean, enough things attacking the wall will get you through it.
So possibly we can get more than one.
Time and power.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I would say either work on the other helmet so we can get more than one of these things going, or, like you said, just test this one.
Yeah, I think test this one.
Okay.
Now, are you guys going to go do that as a team, or are you going to do that? Is someone going to go try that solo?
I think it's too dangerous.
Apparently very dangerous if we go solo.
Yeah. Yes. Cool. So, team it is?
Yep.
Yeah.
Team Robo. All right. And then Chatterton and St. John Smythe?
Well, I mean, they're just going out one day to do this, right? I mean, it's not a whole week to do this thing. They're going out to test
it's
running.
It's kind of like scouting and building momentum for word to get to people.
No, for them. They're going to do this test of this helmet.
It's about a day, yeah.
Yeah, so I think we should take a day off of this and sort of be with them and provide guarding for them.
Okay, perfect. Okay, cool.
So, that's what I think, but of course my barrister may think different. No.
Legal counsel may advise otherwise.
As you say, Major. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So what are you bringing with you when you go test the helmet? Are you bringing just the modified helmet, or are you bringing the modified helmet and the other unmodified helmet?
I don't like the idea of bringing the other unmodified helmet.
You might get confused.
That's true.
So the modified helmet, probably a whip. Time to make a fake helmet, just a dummy helmet?
You could have if someone spent time on it.
Well, I don't have a good feeling for, you know, when we say a week, what yeah, anyway.
Okay. Yeah, if this is a day, then maybe we could spend the time during the week to make the like 6 days.
Dummy helmet on the way up before yeah. we do that, yeah.
Then we have two suits of armor, one with the fake helmet, one with the modified helmet, if that's possible for you.
Yeah. You can have one dummy helmet. Yeah, sure. It's yeah. just okay. Cosmetic.
Yep, cool. Then we can be a pair of overseers.
Yeah. Right, but you only have one set of overseer armor.
Oh, we took two of them down.
What about
though?
The overseer that we captured?
Oh, that's right. You have the one that White was wearing, and you have the other two. Yeah, so you actually have three full get-ups.
Cool. So, yeah, so that's what we do. We go out, so that's what we have. I don't think we own anything else, so.
Just one whip.
Yeah. And one whip, yeah. So two uniforms, two helmets, one of which has been modified and one of which is fake, and a whip.
So that they don't all come with a whip, like the two that we took down.
No.
Okay. Well, that's good too, because you know if they're like that,
and then we don't need whips. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Cool. So. You guys, what kind of work area are you trying to find? Or are you, yeah. So you're trying to find what?
So when I scouted, the most isolated. So when I scouted looking to try to take one down, I'd probably look for the area that has sort of the fewest overseers and only one of these beasts.
Okay. Yeah, you found a place that's kind of on some sort of like quarry where it's kind of tight inside and there's not a lot of room in there for workers, a machine hulk, and a bunch of overseers. So you see basically that there's one overseer at the entrance, a machine hulk that paces down through the quarry and then back up to the top and then back down to the bottom. And there's a bunch of workers there, like 50, 60 workers.
And one solitary overseer besides us, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is actually perfect. We could get that thing, if it works, to go smash the overseer and show the, you know, show the workers that that's how it is and then send it back to work. Or send it back on patrol.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's start. Yeah, I like that. Let's start with it just seeing if we can get it to do something, you know, less obvious.
Right, yeah, yeah. But, I mean, eventually we're going to want it to kick butt and, yeah, this is perfect.
Yeah, definitely.
That's that as well. Yeah.
No, and I'm happy to start small, even just with this test, and then if things... If we feel successful and accidentally do too much, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
We're probably getting restless by now.
Yeah, yeah. I'll let you wear the helmet. You can make the move. I'll have the fakie.
Okay. So, yeah, I guess we'll go in as a pair of overseers.
Maybe Sinjin, Smythe, and Chatterton could... hide out at the checkpoint or something. They're helping somehow, right?
Apparently.
Yes, I think we're sort of nearby waiting to see how things go.
Waiting for
action.
Yes.
Right, so I'm here to back you up if it doesn't go. I'm sure it's going to be fine, but if it doesn't, I want to be ready for you.
Fully.
So, you guys head in. What are you going to say to this guy? Like,
what
hey,
what guy?
Yeah, the overseer is like sees you two walking up. He's just like, "What's up?"
Shift change. You've been requested to go to this area over here and work with this guy.
Okay. And he just starts walking. So, yeah.
Amazed.
St. John Smythe and Chatterton, you see this overseer walk out as you guys are, like, hiding behind some sort of rock outcropping. And, yeah.
We watch him.
All right. So I will put on the, or I will do whatever I think it is that I have to do to control the beast.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the thing, right? There's no switches or dials. There's some electronics
right, I'm
and
just
stuff
thinking.
On these helmets. But yeah, you're just thinking, right? You're just thinking.
Yep.
What are you thinking?
So I am thinking. So right now it's just sort of wandering around mm-hmm. dumbly, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I'm just going to think that it should wander over to that corner and stand for a minute.
Nothing happens.
Okay, I'll think it harder. I will think that this particular stuff needs to get moved, and it should move it.
No reaction. Give me an idea, Roy.
All right. Okay. Nope. I will go talk to... and I'll say, okay, yeah. I tried the things that we said we'd try. What do you think we should try next?
Could I idea roll it?
Yeah, I mean, you guys talk about it. And
okay.
Probably explain it.
See if that works.
I tried to control it with my mind.
Did you, when you were watching it, those things control it, did they give it a command? I hope so because, no, actually, I made a normal success on my idea roll.
Yeah, normal success. You're like, yeah, weren't you saying that they like talked to the machines? Like they were yelling at them? And then, yeah, you remember. Yeah. They were giving verbal commands.
So I can maybe walk in and start yelling at people to work to cover your.
Sure.
Your voice stuff.
Yeah, I'll go over and tell it to. I'll walk up to it and I'll tell it to move. Over to that sector and look at that worker over there.
It starts to move the way you want it.
Cool. And then I will see if I can get it to do something, some manual labor.
Sure. No problem.
All right. Well, I think that's what we wanted to do today was get that. And I think you should try it. It's a little risky, but you might try it with just the fake helmet and see if that does anything. Maybe it's just a matter of looking of wearing the right costume.
That's true, yeah. I can give it a shot. Do you want to go for all the marbles if this doesn't work and see if we can take out the one overseer that's over there? Because that would
be the overseer
test.
Away. I sent the overseer away, so that's no problem.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had a visitor in my room, so I was off the air for a second. Okay.
And if you fail, I'll just yell at it to, to not kill you. I think we're good.
Yeah, okay. Let's do that. Let's do that then. I'll go over and yell for it to stop what you're doing and go back on patrol.
Okay, it stops. Like, lowers its arms, turns around. And then looks at you and starts moving towards the back to work.
Towards me?
I'll yell at it. Yeah. I'll yell at it. And I will say, that's not the worker you're looking for.
It moves like one or two more steps towards Mr. White and then slowly stops, turns around. And then goes and walks back off into its sentry position.
Ooh, that was close.
And I think that's probably a perfect place to stop for tonight.
Yeah.
Or.